There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. This is John Katz Lamidas. I write the Cats Report in the Las Vegas Sun, Las Vegas Weekly, LasVegasSun.com, LasVegasWeekly.com. I write for all the titles in Greenspun Media Group, including The Sunday, which comes out on...
The Saturday, sometimes.
And occasionally the Monday. Sometimes online in the Monday. We cover the whole 3-day
exactly
in the Sunday. This week it did come out on the Sunday. Occasionally it will be posted on Monday morning. I learned this fairly recently.
I just like saying the Saturday.
And Saturday, it's on the stands.
The late Saturday.
But it's really called the Sunday for a reason. That's why, and that's because it's on the Sunday, which is, you remember the Sunday as the day of the week because that's when football is on mostly.
Unless you're a college fan.
Unless you're a college fan.
Ohio State, whoop, whoop.
What's going on with your Browns? Holy
you know
macaroni.
What? You know, I think it's great to just let Manziel finish out the season. We're done. And let him get his, you know.
You think he's going to, is he going to be the answer? We'll find that out, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He hasn't really had the chance. And I got to tell you, rushing for that touchdown, he showed some skills.
He is a great athlete. And he did have a statistically very good game against the Steelers. They had some penalty problems in that game. I watched most of that game.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I have no rooting interest in either team. And it was a blowout. But anyway.
Yeah, no, for me, it's like, this season's a wash and he's got to get experience. He's college ball and NFL. Mm-hmm. It's two different games.
It's a faster and bigger sport.
Exactly. So let him, mm-hmm. you know, like, what do you call it? Something his teeth, sharpen his teeth. Is that what you call it?
Get himself knocked loose.
Yeah,
cut
whatever
his
it
teeth.
Is. Cut his teeth. Let him cut his teeth this season.
There's a saying about getting something knocked loose, too. I think both will happen to him this year.
Yeah, there we go. This season is pretty much over for him. And so, for the Browns, so let's do it. But now, my Cavs were unstoppable, and then we just had a two-game losing streak.
Yeah, and the Warriors are like 13-0 now. What are they, 11-0, 12-0? They're off to one of the great starts ever. Both teams are going to be factors again, Warriors and Cavs this year. They're going to be in the playoffs.
And you know what I find to be kind of fascinating? As I can't say how I have it, but I have a ticket that if the if there is a team, a football team, now I can't remember which one it is, that wins the Super Bowl, I have like 2 500 tickets, so I get $1,000.
Oh, you get more than that then?
No, there were $100 tickets that would pay off $500. Okay. I didn't pay for them originally. They're a friend that I don't talk to anymore had me get them.
Okay, you don't know
cash.
The teams.
It is the, now I can't think of it. It's
they're NFL teams.
The NFL team.
Super Bowl. Okay,
yes.
Are they the Miami Dolphins?
No.
Are they the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
No.
Okay.
It's in the,
uniform color?
Yeah, it's something like that. I don't know. They're Packers! Five. Green Bay Packers!
Oh, Green Bay. Okay.
Is that going to happen, possibly?
That is a good shot, because they should have been in the Super Bowl last year, and they had a very bad, rough loss in Seattle, where all they had to do was recover an onside kick, and they would have been in the Super Bowl, and they lost in overtime. And Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback, who's the pride of Pleasant Valley High School in Chico, California. So I'm rooting for that anyway. They're probably the NFC favorite right now.
Wouldn't that be amazing if I would just get $1,000?
You know what would happen? We'll have to talk about this when the time comes, because if they make the Super Bowl and you have a $500 ticket.
I have a $100 ticket that would pay off $500.
$100 to win $500. You can hedge that and bet the other side and win money automatically. You wouldn't win as much, but you wouldn't be completely tied into that result. So let's say the Packers are playing the Patriots.
Uh-huh.
And you've got a ticket that would win $500 for the Packers, the Patriots would likely be favored in this. You can load up on the Patriots and middle your bet or bet enough money to win money either way. No matter what, it would be like $250 you would win.
Wow, okay.
But they have to make the Super Bowl. So what you're running right now is the very least is for the Packers to make it to the Super Bowl.
Yes. So you will be my Yoda.
See, this is why gambling on sports is so much fun.
You will be my Yoda because I got
action.
Pretty much,
you've got action on every game this year. That's what that means.
Yeah,
you got a rooting interest in the Packers every game.
Yeah, I do. I didn't. Now I do.
But now you do.
See,
so you got to watch
things I luck into. It's unbelievable. I finally, I'm starting to. Not only do I watch the Cavs every chance I get, but now I'm like paying attention to that. And of course, Ohio State. Come on. They're unstoppable.
They're really good. They're Clemson, Notre Dame, and who else is in that top four? There's one other. Forget who the fourth team is. There are four extremely tough teams in that group. But Urban Meyer is a great coach. That's the moral of this story. The coach of the Buckeyes is a terrific college coach. And watch out too for Jim Harbaugh with that Michigan team in a couple of years. Ohio State and Michigan are going to have that rivalry back in order real soon, because
right now it's really not much competition.
Ohio State's been dominant.
Yeah.
But man, what a job he's done. So what else can I tell you? What else can we talk about?
What do you call it? After this aired, this will already have happened because we're taping this early. As of today, I will have been in Los Angeles at a Lupus Bags Lady luncheon that is every year that Paula Abdul, I think, is doing the announcing again this year. But it's a great event that all these celebrities and people, they put up gently used handbags and talk about crazy. These women racing to make bids on these things.
You've told me about this before,
I mean,
right?
It gets like people stalking out. Like, it gets to be serious business. These women like nudging in for handbags. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
You've told me about this thing before. I want to see video of.
Yeah,
all
I go
this
every
happening.
Year. It's you think that like ladies are ladies. Like at this point, it's a step away from wrestling and Chanel. And these women are like, you know, everybody's like Beverly Hills people dressed to the nines. You know, it's incredible.
Right.
And it's like, but I swear that it could practically be a football game at that point.
On the topic of charity, before we wrap it up here, I want to congratulate Mark Chinook on upcoming his second anniversary of Monday's Dark is December 14th at the Joint at the Hard Rock Hotel. Monday night previously. This week was Neil Diamond tribute.
I bet that was fun.
It was really fun. We had a great experience Sunday at God Lives in Glass, Keith Thompson's musical that he promoted here on Cats with a Dish last week. A wonderful time at the Smith Center. Last Tuesday night, and the third and three days and nights of craziness in Las Vegas, was Drop the Mic, which was a benefit for the Noah's Animal Shelter for the Shade Tree, and that was crazy. I ended up lip-syncing a rendition of Slice of Heaven by Melody Sweets, and the place came apart.
Oh my God, how funny.
And Murray Sawchuk and his partner Lefty won this thing in a huge upset over Eric Jordan Young, Nicole Kaplan, and Graham Fenton. They did Tricky.
It was
great. And they closed out with the Uptown Funk. The guys did a great job. Eric was great. The cast of Sexy was in this thing. Kathleen Dunbar, the comic, had a guest appearance by Brad Garrett. Graham Fenton and Nicole Kaplan, the married couple, Jersey Boys and Showstoppers, respectively. They did Jump by Criss Cross. That was crazy. Many. Jeff Civilico with It's Raining Men. Hilarious. We had James Davis from the Chippendales did Mr. Brightside by the Killers. On and on and on. And Robin got out there. Leach came out and did Happy, unexpectedly, unannounced. And then he called me out to do a song. And I did Melody's song. And I took it to Pasties, and you can see video of this somewhere.
Oh,
on the
is
internet.
That where my pasties went?
They're not your pasties. Thanks to Kalani Coconuts for giving me the pasties.
Oh, man.
With that, we're going to hear from Josh Bell and his movie reviews, and then one of our favorite acts in town is going to join us, Human Nature from Sand Showroom. They've got a holiday show coming up and lots of changes, so stick around. I know we will.
Hi, this is Nathan Burton, comedy magician, and you're listening to Cats with the Dish.
You're still trying to protect me. Real or not real?
Real. That's what you and I do. Keep each other alive.
That's Jennifer Lawrence as Katniss Everdeen and Josh Hutcherson as Peeta Mellark in The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. The second part of Mockingjay wraps up the entire four-movie Hunger Games series based on Suzanne Collins' dystopian sci-fi novels in a mostly satisfying way. Lawrence, as ever, is excellent as Katniss, who's been shaken by battle but retains her core dignity and determination. Although the movie is overlong at 136 minutes and sometimes oppressively bleak, it features some creative action set pieces and surprisingly complex themes about the costs of warfare. I give The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 3 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is Spotlight, director and co-writer Tom McCarthy's drama about the 2002 Boston Globe reporting on the Catholic Church molestation scandals.
They knew, and they let it happen to kids! Okay? It could have been you, it could have been me, it could have been any of us!
McCarthy applies the same meticulous attention to detail in his filmmaking as the Globe writers did in their reporting. The stars, including Michael Keaton, Mark Ruffalo, and Rachel McAdams, manage to turn sitting and listening into riveting drama, especially as the characters slowly realize the extent of the abuse and its subsequent denial. Spotlight shows how the minutiae of reporting can have big, important effects, or small, mundane ones that turn out to be just as important. I give Spotlight 4 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Sitting with us now are four, count them, four men who arrived in Las Vegas in 2009, 6 years ago, wow, with a Motown-themed show at the then Imperial Palace Hotel Casino. They have since moved that show, endorsed by Motown legend Smokey Robinson, to the Sands Showroom at the Venetian, and they have become one of the most popular acts anywhere on the Strip. They are about to launch their set of holiday shows, which they do every year around the holiday season, from tonight through December 20th. Those dates right?
We start on Saturday.
Saturday night through December
22nd.
I'm ballpark.
You were close.
You were
right?
Close.
You just had it wrong at the top and the end.
And the end.
Other than that, it was spot on.
The show's in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Right?
That's right.
Is that right? Do I have any of that right? Welcome back to Cats of the Dish. Four really great artists and great guys. Human Nature.
Thanks
for having us.
From left to right on your radio dial, we have Phil Burton.
Hello.
Mike Tierney.
Hi.
Andrew Tierney.
Yes, hello.
And Toby.
G'day.
G'day.
I was
waiting for the last name.
I was waiting for the last name.
Yeah, me too.
Alan.
Okay,
sorry, I was going to do a share with you.
I say this every time, but anytime I get to, I have the privilege of sharing the studio with five handsome men. I got to say, it's not a bad early Christmas present. And then, of course, the love of my life, Michael Caprio, in the other room. It has to be the other thing.
He doesn't get enough attention.
He never gets enough attention.
It's Christmas come early for you.
It is. I know. Yeah. This is like Santa. I've been a very good girl. Thank
or,
you.
Or Halloween come late.
Whatever. But Mary, so happy you guys are here. You guys are so ridiculously talented. And
ridiculous.
Of course,
thank you.
We've all seen you guys so many times.
Many
because
times.
You are one of the best shows you can possibly see in Vegas. Stop. Like, you're like Ed McMahon over here.
Doing
here.
It.
You're Ed McMahoning it next to me. It's
Ed
crazy.
McMahoning it.
So, but you
are correct, sir.
I had the thrill of going to see your show last time during the holidays with a woman from Australia.
Oh, cool.
Who was
visiting.
And I swear, she was, I thought she was going to take her bra off and like toss it. I mean, she is married. Like her husband is I'll tell you after the show, but her husband is a big, big deal in Australia.
Right.
I mean, huge.
Okay.
And so here she is. I mean, she knew all
your names. She didn't take her bra
names.
Off, then she's not Australian.
There you go. Okay. I swear she wanted to rush the stage. I had to hold her back. You guys are the Beatles in Australia. You really are. I mean, it's crazy.
That's very kind of you.
Do you notice it's a difference when you have the Australian audience come in?
Yeah, we actually, there hasn't been maybe there's been two shows in the whole 6 years that there haven't been Australians in the crowd. So we, you know, it's one of the greatest things to have our own countrymen in seeing the show. And when there's a lot of them, yeah, the crowd actually gets even more excited. So it's a great deal. And just the nicest thing they can say is that we make them feel proud to be Aussies. So it's really great. So yeah, and your friend enjoyed the show?
Are you kidding me? She wanted to go back the next night. I'm like, okay, I'm leaving town, but go ahead. Because I was leaving town the next day. She wanted to, you know, bring her husband. She literally, the next time, she's like, I just want to see them every night. I don't want to see any other show.
That is
so
very
literally,
nice.
The next time she comes back into town, expect to see us in the crowd every single night.
I expect to have a bra thrown at us.
Yeah. I would, yeah, of course. Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
If I wear one. No, I'm kidding.
Let me segue into people who want to see your show. And where they want to see the show. I'm dying to know about your schedule. Now, we'll talk about the Christmas show and all that.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that, but you guys know what's coming. We've been reporting about your future, your immediate future in Las Vegas for quite a while now. And we've had conflicting reports about where you guys are going to be. And I've got to ask, and I'll go to you on this, Andrew. Is one report is that you've been confirmed to go to Harrah's. That's down.
Mm-hmm.
The next two days later,
I'm
I reported that you guys had your people at the Venetian were interested in keeping you at the Sands showroom. Within a week, these happened. What's going to happen? Where do we buy tickets to see Human Nature next year after this holiday run is over? Where are you guys going to be?
Well, when you find out, can you let us know?
You'll be the first to know. Don't worry.
He really wants to know.
It's been a crazy.
You got a coin on you?
It's been a crazy time. You know, we've had so much success with the Motown show, and, mm-hmm. and it's a part of our lives. You know, so never
it's part of my life.
Too. It's never going to be something we'll completely. Move away from, but we are building a new show for Las Vegas.
Jukebox,
we're very excited
themed.
About that. No, it's not even jukebox themed. It's because every show is jukebox themed, I guess. So, you know, but what we're actually doing is we are staying on the Strip, and we just can't announce anything yet. But we'll be the first to know.
No, have you signed and
no.
you can't announce?
We have
no,
not.
We haven't,
you haven't signed.
No.
But it's good to be wanted.
So you don't know. So we can't say right now that you are going anywhere.
No,
and the only thing we know is staying anywhere.
No, that's the thing. And okay. My wife,
we will be. Somewhere.
I can't even tell my wife. Well, she doesn't know. She's booked her flight back to Australia.
Think
I said,
about
don't
it.
Rush. Don't rush into it yet.
When are we going to know the answer to this?
We're hoping after Thanksgiving we'll have an answer. Okay. Yeah. We were hoping by tonight because the curtains are closing on the Motown show for now. But
right.
The funny thing is that until we came to Vegas, we'd never actually put on a specific show. You know, it had always just been Human Nature.
Yeah, your hits.
And, you know, yeah, well, and other hits as well. And, you know, we did a Motown thing in Australia, but it was still a Human Nature show. So until we came to Vegas, we never really had a fully themed, you know, one-off show. And it's been kind of interesting to have that come to an end now, because it's kind of, we look at it and go, well, we're still the group named Human Nature. We're not the cast members of a specific show. So, yeah, it's just a kind of weird feeling to think that we've been in Vegas 6.5 years and done a show rather than just being
and
Human
how is,
Nature.
And I use Jukebox as kind of a loose throwaway title for what might be coming, because you mm-hmm. have a CD that has been issued Jukebox mm-hmm. with a list of songs mm-hmm. that are kind of...
It's jukeboxy.
Yeah, jukebox-ish. For those of us who remember jukeboxes.
What's that?
Yeah, you know, when you had to have a quarter and you
like
got three plays.
Is it like an MP3 players.
Player? That... Yeah.
Well, I'd say the last 10 minutes or whatever of your show with the choreography and just mm-hmm. the hit. It is one of the most exciting last 5-10 minutes of any show I've ever seen. I mean, it really is. I mean, you just like, you can't help but to be so into it. And the choreography, you guys just keep going. Please tell me that there's going to be the choreography and all that still.
No, we're just going to sit on stools.
We're 6 years older now, and you know, the knees are
a little tired.
We're going really old school, cocktail in one hand, cigarette in the other.
We can't do the choreography because I'll spill my drink.
A lot of it I know is because Motown was very much with the choreography and that. I mean, that was kind of what all those groups did. It was part of the...
We've always had choreography with a lot of stuff that we do, even our original stuff back home. You know, it's definitely good. We want the show to still have that energy, you know, that performance energy of, you know, marrying choreography with the singing and the band and everything. Mm. So I think it's still going to be a big part of it.
And you were Dancing with the Stars in Australia, Toby, so we all know that you've got skills.
You should have won that.
No, I don't.
You should have won Dancing with the Stars.
Third? Yeah.
Mm. Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
How many years ago was it? It was like 9
Toby
years
was the
ago.
Original Bindi Irwin.
That's right. You've got
it's like
Bindi
8 years ago now.
8 years ago, we still the have people coming Bindi up to Irwin. Us, Australians still come up to us and say, you should have won Dancing with the Stars.
I voted for you on Dancing with the Stars.
I voted for you, Toby.
Sometimes it's better not to win because you get more attention.
True.
As someone who is a runner-up, yeah. What impresses me most about you guys is your tirelessness and the fact that you've not had to sub out ever in your careers. That is amazing. I mean, when you think about what you do.
It's a tough thing too. And, you know, because people, when they see a show, you know, the casts do rotate. But when they see Human Nature, mm-hmm. We are who we are. And we can't do a show without Toby. We can't do a show without Mike, you know.
Yeah, right.
We are who we are. And it'd be stupid for someone to come and say, hey, I'm playing the role of Toby. You know.
As much as I might like that sometimes.
You know,
the fifth HN, the fifth
So, yeah. You know, but proudly, you know, we haven't really had to miss too many shows. It's kind of, I don't know, Phil's usually got the numbers, but I think it's like maybe 10 in
How many
years,
we've cancelled? Yeah, probably about 10 in the last
10 shows total.
Do the mathematician of the group that you do the numbers.
This is the Vegas stage show you're talking about?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Is the new show going to be a little bit more measured in how much you move? Is it going to be a little bit more...
We would like to think so, but probably by the end of it, it won't be.
Yeah. Because I remember I was interviewing...
Can't help ourselves.
Here's a random thing. I was interviewing Little Anthony of Little Anthony and the Imperials.
Yeah.
And Little Anthony, he's 80-something. And he still performs. He still does gigs at the Cannery and places like that. And he said he still does the choreography. He says, I still kick, but not as high. It still feels like I'm kicking.
We had the honor of him coming to see our show at the Imperial. And he said to us, you know, those moves you do where your arms right out there, few years' time, it won't be right out there. It'll be back down in here.
It might have been the same time I interviewed him, because I think it was there. I talked to him after that.
And he was just saying, you know, you guys are young and you can still do all the moves, but when you're my age, they won't be so big.
It's like a pitcher who's adjusting, throwing fastballs. He starts, you know.
But in the end of our show, it's quite full on.
And, I love that. It is full on.
But every night, you know, every night it starts to feel more and more full on.
So, I mean, it is just like, wow, and then another song, then another song, then more dancing. It's just, it's incredible. I'm going to miss it.
Well, the next show will be as great. I mean,
Have you started rehearsing the new show?
Well, it's going to be, I mean, it's going to draw on our career. So there's certain bits and pieces that we'll sort of have in our arsenal. But for the most part, it'll be a brand new set of songs.
Are these songs you've recorded?
Some we have and some we haven't. So. Yeah.
Do you want to, let's talk about the Christmas show.
Yes.
That's happening in the middle of all this.
That we have rehearsed.
Yeah.
Rehearsed. I have a quick question about this because I, as most people know, and I've told you guys 1,000 times, I spent a lot of time in Australia and I love Australia. I love Australians. They're so welcoming to Americans. And whenever I meet someone from Australia, I feel like I know them because I want to welcome them to the United States since they were so nice to me when I was over there. But I have never spent a Christmas in Australia. And what a lot of people probably don't realize is that it's equivalent
hot.
To our summer.
It's the equivalent to our summer.
So, I mean, growing up like that, you guys probably didn't have that whole snowy cabin, type of a feeling of Christmas.
We didn't have that. We didn't have the actual snow, but the songs, bizarrely, the songs are still the same songs in Australia. Yeah. So you'll be sitting by the pool with a beer in your hand singing, Walking in a Winter Wonderland.
I always wondered that.
It's bizarre. Yeah, Let It Snow, all of those songs, Dashing Through the Snow, Yeah, we sing those songs. And when you go to the carols in Sydney on Christmas Eve.
In your bikini. You
sit out on the grass. It's crazy. They have these Christmas things in Sydney every year, Christmas carols in the Domain, which is the big park in Sydney. And everyone sits out on a blanket with chicken and champagne and sings along to Dashing Through the Snow.
The weather outside is frightful when it's actually hot.
I know.
White Christmas.
So
like
but
the
for
video
some
you...
reason, it just works.
Yeah. I'm sorry that was a selfish question, but I've always wanted to know. So do you enjoy it more that at least you have the cold weather?
I mean, it's nice to have both, really. I mean, I think, you know, growing up, you know, you watch it on TV, you see the cold Christmas. So it's something you kind of, I know I always wanted to experience that, you know, and feel the cold and just see what that was like. But yeah, it is weird growing up every Christmas that you think about. It's like you were either... you know, out by the pool or, you know, on the beach.
Game of cricket in the front yard.
Oh, my God.
And we'll give people a little glimpse into what Christmas in Australia is like in the show, Christmas show. Yeah, we'll do a bit of a song to highlight, you know, how different it is.
Are you guys doing the video, the animated?
Yeah, when we do White Christmas, we play
that. That is really cool. Yeah. That's a fun thing. It was 2 years ago that you debuted that, yeah?
Yeah, we actually filmed that or created that. Yeah, probably 2 or 3 years ago, but it's one of those things. Every time I see it, it feels new again. Mm-hmm. It's kind of I can't wait for it to just you know, a year as the years go by, you kind of look back. Wow, that was really cool that we did that.
Yeah, that was
it's a fun moment in the show.
It was a great moment. Yeah, and you guys have welcomed Ruby Lewis to this show
with open arms.
Absolutely. And since you announced her, we knew her from Baz, and she was on the cover of the story that I wrote about Baz for Las Vegas Weekly. Really impressive woman. I know you guys saw that show.
Yeah.
And since you announced her, she's
I know
gone got to just Broadway in Paramore, the Cirque show, and she's going to be in the Macy's parade.
It's amazing,
So it's kind of good that you caught her when you did, I guess, right?
We're not going to be able to afford her next year.
But yeah, no, she's bringing you in.
She's an incredible singer, and we just we wanted someone that we loved as a group as well, as a singer, and just have, and you know, at that time, just expose her to the Vegas audience. But now she probably doesn't need that, so we're just going to enjoy her incredible vocals. And she's down to earth and loves Christmas. She grew up in a family that kind of were a church going family, and she sang gospel, so she's going to touch on that in the show. And I think it'll be a real thrill for the audience and for us.
How many songs is she going to do?
Is it four?
Yeah, she'll do one with us, a couple by herself, and one with me.
All right.
Toby gets the lucky one.
Yeah. I get it all to myself.
That's because of Dancing with the Stars, right?
Absolutely.
Like it automatically.
He should have won that.
He should have won that. Yeah, I voted.
Yeah, you should have voted more. Yeah.
In the future, beyond the holiday shows, are you going to bring in more guest vocals, do you think, in the next adaptation of the production?
Not really sure. You know, guests in some way, you know, whether it's, you know, we're just kind of thinking all about that at the moment. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it works so well in the Christmas show because the, you know, having a female vocalist in there, it really breaks it up. So it's no plans as yet to bring female vocals into the new show.
Once you also have to put up with the fact that there are female vocalists as well.
We don't need any women in the show. They're not necessary.
Actually, it is a nice thing to have a girl on the stage. You know, we're all red-blooded men, so we kind of lose sight of that until it's right there and she's on stage and we all go a bit gaga.
Yeah, there's a lot of testosterine in the show.
Yeah, there is.
For sure.
So it's nice to simmer that down, but. So in the new show, we might bring a little bit more estrogen into the stage. So you never know.
That's what makes Human Nature a great date show, by the way.
It's for everybody.
You could bring a date to it. They love it.
Yeah.
Yes, women.
Well, Jeff Civilico, if you're out there listening, he always brings a date. And apparently it works very well for him when he comes to our show. So,
Again, we go to Phil, do you have the numbers on this?
How many shows has Jeff Civilico got lucky?
When
we see Jeff in the crowd with a new girl.
What's the over-under?
If Jeff's in the crowd with somebody wearing a sash and a tiara.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. It's an inside joke, but hey. Anyway, but I think the point was that it's a great date show. Yeah. Whether you're Jeff Civilico juggling on stage or off, or you're just
Jeff's a good guy, and I'm glad he comes to our show and brings his partners to the show. It's always nice.
He was in the lip sync thing, by the way, the other night too. He's saying it's raining men.
Oh, okay.
Seriously, yeah. In
so
underwear.
Wait, but for women, we can we just enjoy it anyway, so we don't have to bring a date.
Yes,
perfect.
There you go. Because it's great.
It's a show that makes you dance. Is the new show going to make you dance?
Absolutely.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
I think that's been part of, you know.
I like that.
As Phil said, we've done shows, you know, ever since we were, the very first thing we ever did, you know, when we got out of high school, we actually created these shows. They were like cabaret shows to do in Australia, around the clubs in Australia and things like that. And that's kind of where we cut our teeth on, you know, how to put together a show and what kind of things make the audience, you know, get up and dance and how to get them going. So it's kind of what we feel we're best.
You feel like
doing.
You want to do it. You're moving anyway, you know, in the show. Yeah. And I hope that quality remains.
Absolutely. How many little kids do we have here? How many?
We have five. Five kids amongst three of us.
That's an exciting time for you guys for
Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So we thank you guys for coming in and we want to wish all of your little kids and
little
Santa.
Matches,
what
do
you guys call it? Did you call it Father Christmas?
Santa
or something?
Claus.
Santa Claus. You do say Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Father
Christmas.
Is it Brits that say Father Christmas? I think so.
I think the British.
Well, that Santa Claus comes and brings all your kids everything that they want.
Oh, I hope that.
Thank you
too.
Very much.
Yes, he better.
Merry Christmas.
Otherwise,
to you
I'll
too.
Be very upset.
Thank you.
And the dates one more time for the holiday shows, so we have those.
It is November 21st through to December 22nd.
And it's a cool thing. Catch it and catch a. Them with Ruby Lewis.
We're going to make
the whole
it snow.
Thing.
They're
and they're
going to
make it snow.
It's going to snow.
We're going to make it
best
rain.
Shows
no,
in Vegas.
Snow.
Go see it.
Just go to it. I know I will. Thanks, guys, for coming.
Thank
down.
You.
Great
you
to see
much,
you guys.